Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm so glad you are joining us for today's lesson. Now, who said this? No one ever gets ahead who quits when things get hard. Do you remember who said that? That's right, Maurice Richard's father. The title of our lesson is The Story of Maurice Richard. Yesterday we learned about how he made an ice skating rink with his father and friends. He wanted to give up, but his father persuaded him to keep going until the job was finished. Well, Richard is known for his tenacity, and in today's lesson, we'll find out more about this tenacious hockey player. So here's a question for you to think about. What bones did Richard break? What bones did Richard break? And what is Richard's nickname? What is Richard's nickname? Let's find out the answers to these questions and much more in today's lesson.
The Story of Maurice Richard. Maurice practiced even harder and longer. He had tenacity, which means refusing to give up no matter what happens. So Maurice made the team. His first game with the Canadian seniors started well. Maurice scored 2 goals. He almost made a third when another player tripped him. Maurice fell and crashed into the boards of the rink. His ankle was broken. Eventually, Maurice's ankle healed, and he was able to play in the season's last few games. In his second year, Maurice quickly proved himself to be a fine hockey player. Then, another dreadful accident.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 give up 这个惯用语。Give up 在这里是指放弃或认输。例如 the riddle is too hard, I give up, just tell me the answer. 这个谜语太难了，我认输了，请把答案告诉我吧。或者是 Gina has a lot of determination, she's not going to give up easily. Gina 是一个意志坚强的女孩，她不会轻言放弃的。如果要说明放弃什么的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 I know you won't give up on me, 我知道你不会放弃我的。或者是 William has already given up on his dream to become an actor. William 已经放弃当演员的梦想了。接下来我们看的是 dreadful 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 dread, 害怕或恐惧的这个动词。所以 dreadful 是指可怕的或者是糟糕的。例如 the restaurant service was dreadful, but the food was really tasty. 这家餐厅的服务糟透了，可是食物却很好吃。或者是 I got this dreadful cold and had to call in sick for 2 days. 我得到了很严重的感冒，得请两天病假。
What kind of accident was this? All I know is it was a dreadful accident.
Well, absolutely, and we're going to learn more about this accident right now. Accidents are never pleasant.
Well, accidents happen. But friends, you being here is no accident. We're very happy that you're joining us for our lesson today. And as you already found out, Maurice Richard is involved in kind of a violent sport sometimes.
Indeed. Well, we read, Maurice practiced even harder and longer. He had tenacity. Do you remember that word tenacity from yesterday? Well, we learn right here, it means refusing to give up. No matter what happens, but you already knew that because you joined us yesterday.
But just in case you forgot what it means, here's a nice definition, a nice way to explain this word, refusing to give up no matter what happens. So Maurice made the team. His first game with the Canadian seniors started well. Maurice scored 2 goals, and he almost made a third when another player tripped him. Well, that's not very nice.
Oh, no. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. You think Beethoven was there playing the piano when Maurice Richard was Is that what you were singing about?
I could definitely imagine it in my head.
Okay.
I feel like this part of the story definitely requires some music.
Some music. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Well, let's take a break here right now because we want to talk about that word. Made. You saw it twice in the last couple of sentences.
Yeah, I made some cookies yesterday.
Yes, brilliant.
I like making cookies.
Okay.
And you know something?
Uh-huh.
I would love to make a scrapbook.
Uh-huh.
And I also made some postcards.
Good, good, good. Rebecca, you just made this word come alive. I love that. You know, this word make or made has so many different definitions. It's one of those words that has a lot of definitions, right? Well, in our lesson, Maurice made the team. Rebecca said, I made cookies. Now, is that the same usage of the word, Rebecca? Did he make the team? Did he create the team?
You know something, Gabe? I think I used the word made in a different context.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it means the same thing.
Right. So, Maurice made the team. That means that he successfully got a place on the team. He successfully joined the team. He was qualified for the team. So he achieved what he wanted.
Exactly. And as Gabe said, English, well, this word, like many other English words, does have several different definitions. So you could also say, for example, let's say that someone is trying to make the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to practice. Well, they have been practicing and they've gone to the different tryouts. We could say, unfortunately, Kendra did not make the Olympic team. So that means that she did not successfully get a place on the team.
Okay, so you can make the team, or unfortunately, you didn't make the team. Or perhaps someone was trying really hard on their basketball team and they made most valuable player. They made MVP. That means they achieved a high status. They became the most valuable player. Well, we see the word made a couple of sentences later. He almost made a third goal, right? This is a slightly different meaning of this word made. This means to achieve as well, but it also specifically means to score a goal.
And he almost made a third goal when another player tripped him, and this is when we have the music. Dun, 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 dun. Maurice fell and crashed into the boards of the rink. His ankle was broken. This sounds terrible. It seemed like everything was going so well until this happened.
Yes.
Poor Maurice.
This is one of the injuries that Maurice Richard has suffered. His ankle was broken. Eventually, Maurice's ankle healed, and he was able to play in the season's last few games. Well, that's pretty good. If you hurt your ankle during the same season, and it also healed, and you were able to play a couple of games at the end. Well, in his second year, Maurice quickly proved himself to be a fine hockey player. I think he proved himself early on that he was a fine hockey player.
Yes, and I think that that is evident, or it's obvious, because so many people wanted him to play for their team.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about these words that you see right here on the screen. To prove oneself to be, that just shows, or just means that you show that you have the ability to do something, or you prove or that you have the ability to be somebody.
So for another way of using this phrase, you know, I wasn't sure about Lü Gai Cha, you know, the latte, the green tea with that salted cream on top.
So good.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how effective it would be, but it has proven to be a great way to wake me up for the afternoon or for anything I need to do.
Ah, you should have got me one too, Gabe.
Well, you didn't ask.
Next time. Well, anyway, here's another example. When Chris won the race, he proved himself to be an excellent runner. And I know many of you out there have proven yourselves to be excellent English students.
Well, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Are you ready to ride shotgun?
Oh, I love riding shotgun. But wait, why are we talking about that?
Because it's time for
the Info Cloud.
Yes.
Hello, friends. Have you ever gone on a road trip with a group of friends and you argue over who gets to sit in the front passenger seat? Well, there's a phrase for that.
I call shotgun.
But Ken, why is it called shotgun and not just the front seat?
Well, this term is actually derived from another expression, riding shotgun, which was coined back in 18th century America. It's a reference to the Old West when people used to ride stagecoaches or wagons drawn by horses to transport cargo and other goods.
Yes, and during those days, the person who sat next to the driver had a very specific job. He protected the stagecoach with a rifle or a shotgun in hand.
If there was any danger of the wagon being attacked or robbed by bandits or Indians, the person riding shotgun with weapon in hand would be there to fend them off. Nowadays, things aren't as intense as they were before, but people still call shotgun to mean, I'm riding in the front.
So friends, the next time you go for a drive and want to claim your seat up front next to the driver, you can announce, I call shotgun.
我们今天来学这句话 I call shotgun, 意思就是我要坐副驾驶座。Shotgun 是猎枪。那猎枪和前座到底有什么关系呢？这句话的典故源自早期的美国西部。当时治安很乱，除了会遇上强盗之外，还要预防被印第安人攻击。人们坐马车的时候，坐在驾驶座旁边，就要有一个人负责拿着猎枪防守。这也就是为什么 I call shotgun 最后会演变成我要争取坐副驾驶座。如果你在美国跟一群朋友要开车出去玩，上车前突然有人喊出 I call shotgun，你就知道他想要抢前座。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about Maurice Richard, who was an incredible hockey player. Of course, hockey can be a violent sport, and we just learned about how Maurice got into some accidents. He was tripped while playing hockey, and he broke his ankle. Ouch. Well, then another dreadful accident happened, and that's what we're going to find out about next. So friends, let's find out about this dreadful accident now.
The story of Maurice Richard. During the season's 21st game, Maurice's wrist banged into one of the posts and broke. Maurice thought seriously about giving up hockey. Then, a letter arrived asking Maurice to come to the training camp to try out for the Montreal Canadiens. Maurice made the team. By the 16th game of the season, Maurice had scored 5 goals for the Canadiens. He was getting better with every game. Then, something distressing happened. A player from another team slammed into him. His ankle broke again. The next season, however, Maurice played even better than before. A teammate gave Maurice the nickname Rocket Richard.
OK, 继续我们看 distressing 这个形容词。distressing 是 distress, 使焦虑或使忧虑的这个动词的现在分词。当形容词的时候是指令人苦恼的或令人忧愁的。例如 ,the news of these poor child refugees was so distressing. 这则有关那些可怜的难民儿童的新闻让人鼻酸。distress 的过去分词 distressed 可以当形容词意思是指感到焦虑的或痛苦的。例如 ,the distressed parents were looking for their missing girl all over town. 这对心急如焚的父母在镇上到处寻找他们失踪的女儿。所以我们看的是 slam 这个动词。slam 在这里是指猛力撞上当不及物动词。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 m 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ,a truck slammed into the car and badly wounded the car's driver。 一部卡车猛力撞上了这台车，造成汽车的驾驶重伤。Slam 也可以指把门或窗蹦一声的用力关上，这时候它就是及物动词。例如 ，Bob was so mad that he slammed the door behind him when he left the room. Bob 非常生气，所以离开房间的时候用力的甩门。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now it's time for us to learn about this dreadful accident. We read, during the season's 21st game, Maurice's wrist banged into one of the posts and broke. That sounds very, very painful. Gabe, I don't know if you've ever broken any bones, but I've actually broken my arm before.
Oh,
my left arm.
On the elbow?
On the elbow. And it was very, very painful.
Yeah, a broken bone can be painful. I've only broken my collarbone twice when
only
I was little.
Well, that's, wow, painful.
Yeah, exactly, breaking a bone. Man, the wrist is a really sensitive part of your body, too, right below the hand there. So he broke his ankle, which is right above the foot. And then his wrist. So, but I imagine, though, Rebecca, that these kinds of injuries happen a lot in hockey.
They probably do, but your wrist is very, very important if you want to play hockey. And we see here, Maurice thought seriously about giving up hockey. I'm sure a lot of people, if they have been injured as many times as Maurice has, probably would think about giving up. Now let's talk about that phrase, to give up. If you give up, that means that you stop doing something.
Right. Now earlier in our lesson, you saw the words, they're actually word bank words, to give up. But here it's used a little bit differently, okay? So when you give up something, oh man, I give up, I quit. But actually, you can give up in another way that doesn't just mean to quit. It doesn't just mean you're never going to do something again. Maybe here it means actually he let go of something. He wanted to let go of it, right? So he wanted to let go of hockey, maybe move on to something else. And friends, if you have a dream, we want to encourage you, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up your dreams. You should follow your dreams.
This actually reminds me of one of our mutual friends.
Which one?
You know Linda?
Yes.
Yes, Linda has given up driving, mm-hmm. and now she just bikes everywhere she goes. I have never seen her drive a car.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. She loves to ride her bicycle. You know, I use this phrase when about smoking, actually. Yes, I have several friends who have given up smoking. They used to smoke, and they have given up smoking. This doesn't mean that it was so hard that they just wanted to quit. It means they made the choice to quit because it's a bad habit. They gave up smoking.
Good for them. And smoking is definitely a habit that I think is good to give up. Well, anyway, we learned about Maurice and how he thought seriously about giving up hockey. Then a letter arrived asking Maurice to come to the training camp to try out for the Montreal Canadiens. I'm sure that any thought that Maurice had about giving up probably went away.
Mm-hmm. And we read on that Maurice made the team. There's that word, made again. So by the 16th game of the season, Maurice had scored 5 goals for the Canadiens. He was getting better with every game. Now, before we continue, that's a good phrase to know. If you're getting better with every something. So how can you use this phrase, Rebecca?
Well, we can talk about or use this phrase when talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you try a type of food and maybe it's something new. The first bite is like, it's okay. Then you eat a second bite, it's getting better. You could say, wow, this food is getting better with every bite.
Interesting. Is that how you feel about stinky tofu?
Stinky tofu. You just had to bring that up, didn't you, Gabe?
Well, it can be an acquired taste, right? That's what we talk about. It gets better with every bite. It's an acquired taste. It takes some time to get used to it.
I would use this when talking about sweet red beans.
Oh.
Sweet red beans seem to be getting better with every try.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. You know, this makes me think of scuba diving.
Mm.
I get better with every dive. It's good to have experience and practice. And I think Maurice Richard learned that as well. He earned the nickname Rocket Richard. And right now it's time for us to see who is up in the SC Challenge.
Yes!
Hello, friends, and welcome to this very special edition of the SC Challenge. I'm your guest host, Simon the Canadian, and today we're talking about hockey.
Yes, yes, thank you very much, Simon. Everyone, this is Simon. We're very happy to have him back here on the SC Challenge, and I guess you're the guest host. Remember, the guest host.
You're talking now,
so
aren't
now,
you?
Now host? I'm talking. Yes. Yes, yes. So our lesson is about Maurice Richard.
Who?
And
who?
The hockey player Maurice Richard. Come on, you're Canadian.
Who is this guy?
You've heard of Maurice Richard. He's won. He's helped his team won many. Scored many goals.
You mean Maurice Richard?
Didn't.
Rocket Richard?
Rocket?
From the Montreal Canadiens?
Okay, so I said his name wrong.
I have heard of Maurice the Rocket Richard.
Okay, well, you know then that he has endured many injuries and many broken bones over his career, the course of his career. Simon, have you ever broken any bones? Go.
I have never broken a bone.
Wow.
Maybe a toe.
Well, have you experienced any serious injuries?
Many. Like many serious injuries.
Like what? Tell us.
Head injuries, various sprains and collisions and accidents of different kinds.
Because of what? Like your head injury, for example. How did that happen?
Well, you know, I've been in motorcycle accidents. I've fallen off horses. I've been in sports accidents, all kinds of things.
Yeah, good. You sound like an exciting, adventurous guy.
Thank you.
Now, Simon, did any of these injuries stop you from continuing to do something? Did it make you kind of afraid to continue?
Well, I mean, for a little while, if you're lying in a hospital bed, it's hard to continue with activity.
I guess so. If you're lying in a hospital bed, you're not going to go riding on a scooter.
Yeah.
That's true. So would you consider yourself a tenacious person? Do you have tenacity?
I would like to say yes, but I'm not sure what tenacity means.
Oh, well, you know.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
English teacher. He knows every word.
Yeah, I think I'm not a person who quits easily. So I am pretty tenacious.
Well, you are a tenacious guy. Simon, thank you for being a tenacious participant and guest host in our SC Challenge.
And thank you, friends, for joining us on this special edition of SC Challenge.
Bye.
Well, thank you very much, tenacious Simon. So how successful was Maurice Richard?
I actually know the answer to that because I read it in tomorrow's lesson. Friends, make sure you come back tomorrow right here to
Studio Classroom. A friend loves at all times.